This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Money, money. You know, this was the second choice for Ted DiBiase's walkout music.
He should have used it. They had great songs.
Man, wrestling theme songs now, they sound... Of course, I think I'm such a paranoid, weird freak that anything I hear now, I'm like, ah, sounds like AI. You know what I mean?
Like I mean, you should suspect it.
But like on wrestling, like they changed somebody's walkout music recently. Fat Boy mistakenly called it come out music yesterday. I was like, no.
Different connotation.
You play music when you announce that to your family. But nevertheless... It just sounded like they took something about that wrestler and then just kind of...
Most of Nia Jax, was it?
No.
I know they changed hers at some point, but you know, years go by before you figure it out.
It was on NXT.
Oh, well, I never saw it. Was it Trick? Trick Williams?
Trick Willie? No. The new TNA champion. They're just going to buy that one, too. All right, we'll chill out on the wrestling talk.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Ask and you shall receive. Who did we talk about earlier? We haven't heard from in a long time. Like, it's been a while.
Santa Claus.
Well, not only him, but like, you know, one of the most famous P1s ever. Like, where's this guy been?
Oh, Bojang.
Yeah. Guess what, buddy?
No way.
Yes, sir.
Yay.
At least he's good. He faces the music because... You know, I often call people by name. Like, you know, I haven't heard from so and so in a while, and you won't.
Nope.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a reverse wellness check. P1 Bojangles is okay.
Okay.
Thank
you know,
you.
Dude, well put, because that's where it comes from. It's not like a No, you go ahead.
I texted as recently as Friday, so I do try to give you wellness checks by text. So
okay,
that is true. They come in so fast.
Well, yeah, and
well, no, you get thousands of texts. I know that, but one thing I would have texted about, but I figured may as well call because you asked about it. I don't think Debbie Reynolds was ever part of the Mouseketeers because I think her like when she was in Singing in the Rain, like in the '60s or the '50s, that would have been before the Mouseketeers.
So you're using this call-in to let us know you're okay just to correct me on something I said.
No. It's just,
yes.
I love it.
I may be wrong. Of course, Google may prove me wrong, but I think she would have been a little bit pre-Mouseketeers.
I might have been thinking of Burt Reynolds then.
Or an Annette Funicello, maybe. Were you thinking of Annette Funicello?
Dude, you know what? You're absolutely right.
He gets it mixed up a lot.
Bitch Blanket Bingo or whatever it's called.
Exactly.
Beach Blanket.
And she may have done a movie with Elvis Presley, too.
Dude, do you realize that she was also in Pee-wee's Big Adventure with...
really? I didn't know that.
Doohickey. What's his name?
Paul Rubens?
No. Well, obviously. But Annette Funicello.
Up there with like a Justin Timberlake or a Britney Spears, she's probably one of the most famous Mouseketeers is Annette Funicello.
Yeah, but who was the Ryan guy Gosling she was too. Always with? Even
he's real famous too.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Rudy Ray Moore.
No.
Frankie Avalon.
It wasn't Dolomite.
Frankie Avalon.
I knew it was an Italian.
Yeah, Frankie Avalon. And
I still love the show. And to give you a wellness check, P1 Bojangles is doing fine. Okay, and even if you guys make me angry sometime, I'm still going to listen to the show.
But what makes you angry? Is it my singing?
No, nothing.
Talking
makes
about
me
the
angry.
Farm.
He's
No. I love the farm talk. No, you. But even if you made me angry, the show's good enough. I'm probably still going to listen. I just won't text in or call. So.
See, that's the way I feel about wrestling. That's a great thing. Like, I'll still watch it, but I'm often like, at the end.
You're going to be loyal to wrestling. It's real to you, blanket, like that guy said up in Spartanburg.
Yeah, yeah. He can say damn.
I know. Well, I got to be careful. I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
I know.
Anyway, love the show. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you.
G1
Bojangles. Damn is a gateway word. It really is.
Because you start with the world.
You start with damn, and next thing you know, you're MFing everybody. It just happens.
Oh. I love
it really
Bose.
Does.
Frankie Avalon was a Sherry.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Frankie Avalon. No, that was Frankie Avalon. Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli.
That's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Oh, all different dudes. No, he was like Sherry.
Sherry, baby.
Sherry. My grandma used to sell Avalon.
That was Avon.
Oh,
she probably sold, unless she was selling some kind of off-brand Avon.
Yeah, you want some powders from Avalon?
You wear Gavon. How about that?
That was catchy. Let's see.
Avon used to be a
thing. In the early 2000s, you would have laughed at that page, you ass. What is this?
It's I'll Wait For You by Frankie Avalon.
Oh.
From WFOG.
Like, I don't remember anything about his music. I don't, like, somebody texted in Fabian. It wasn't Fabian, but that guy was like, the second coming Elvis, and then poop, never heard any more about it.
Hang on now. There's only one king.
I know.
You son of a bitch.
Wonder what Elvis thinks about Jerry Lawler. Like, does he have issues with that?
I should
have asked Priscilla when I said hello. God bless you.
Oh, look, man, we're both from Memphis, but you can have two Memphis kings. That's cool.
But you can't have, like, but then at least people like Michael Jackson and Howard Stern's like, I'm not the king of everything. I'm the king of this. I'm the king of that.
Yeah.
Stern's saying it now is that. You know.
Can't be the king of everything.
King of all medias. Like, I've seen the followers. I've seen local women with more followers.
Like, you might as well run with it, right? If you, anoint
but
yourself.
You're just the king. But then again, I have issues. Tie it all back to wrestling.
Issues.
I feel, and if I ever speak to him or his wife, Steph, I will say it to him. I take issue with Triple H calling himself the King of Kings.
Oh, Paul, talk about Paul.
There's only one King of Kings.
I know, but then again, why? But the King of Kings. Think about that for a minute. The King of Kings.
Come on.
Like, if there's the King, you're the King.
Uh-huh.
You're the King of Kings.
Well, God is the King of Kings.
Who's the President of Presidents then, Paige? Hi, I'm the mayor of mayors. Nice to meet you.
President George Washington would be the president of presidents.
He's controversial in his own right, too.
He was the first.
Dude, go into the Capitol and look at the ceiling and think George Washington, or at least the people 50 years after him, didn't think he was a god because they pictured him on the ceiling looking like God in the clouds. I'm serious. You don't see that very often. And he's doing the Masonic hand gesture.
Plus, was he the first?
No, he was the fourth. Mm-hmm. Little known.
All right.
They
never used
that on Jeopardy. I was like, dude, you could have busted Ken Jennings and Blossom's ass with that question.
That's the only thing I can think of is going back to the one who is the most famous, right?
I need him you to up the energy right
him
now.
Him or Lincoln? Which one would you pick?
Well, what? Yeah, okay, so there we go
I'm
with
sorry,
that one.
Sorry,
why Lincoln?
Well, I mean, he's got a big statue out front of the
Capitol. He's a wrestling man.
I'm trying to think. Godlike.
God, no, there ain't none godlike.
No, there aren't.
It's fun when you go down the same rabbit hole with a conspiracy theorist. Because you can just do different points. Like, not the first, fourth.
The fourth. Yeah.
Talk about the Masonic apron.
Uh-huh.
You got a Gmail account? You're just as guilty.
You have it also. You do. And even, like, you look up in the corner of your browser, tell me that Google logo ain't 666 in three different colors. Okay. Go look at it right now. You center? All right.
I love it. There's so many.
Wellness check on P1 Big Countsy. I'm just going to start once a day. I'm going to write a note. I'm going to write it in Sharpie so it don't go away. I'm going to write it on the desk here.
You probably do a text on that one.
Do a wellness check every day on a different P1 I haven't heard from in a while.
God, the list is, it could be good. We go back years.
All right. 1-800-774-0093. We'll do more open phones next. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, nice. This was
Attention, Matthew Harris. Quit throwing kern in the cafeteria.
Mr. Monroe, listen, your man's in the cafeteria throwing kern. Like, my principal pronounced the word corn as the vegetable as kern. So it was always, I often wanted to bring up pornography to see if she called it kern, but pern. But I never could figure out a way to really do that.
Do not listen to kern while you throw kern.
I would kind of snicker a little bit when she would say, she wouldn't, like, my dad couldn't, my real name is not Mattman. I know, it's alarming.
I'm leaving.
It's Matthew Man, but they call me Mattman for short. Matthew.
You snickered a lot being a little husky boy.
Matthew Kiss my
man.
Ass.
Matthew Man.
She snickered because she would always talk about, most of my friends somehow finagled free lunch, or they were poor and I didn't realize it. Nevertheless, I would have to go and fix my lunch card at the first of the month. And she would always say, Miss Harris, it's the first of the month.
Oh, she sang like the Bone song.
Yeah. First of the month. And I was like, you know what? She's just got a little bit of an impediment like my daddy had, because he couldn't say Matthew. It was Matthew.
Matthew.
I have to explain that more times than not about like my
Matthew
social media.
Oh, Matthew.
Why are you not Oh Matt Man? Well, my dad didn't call me that then, which would have been predictive programming, because I wasn't Matt Man until that fateful day Mark Hendricks called me.
He would call you son, not man.
You know what? He called me boy more than he called me son.
No, that one's taken.
Well, not the capital boy like you.
You take my call when I call you.
It's weird. In the building here, Fat Boy
Matt
is...
Boy.
Fat Boy shortens it. People work here in the building. Like, when I refer to Fat Boy in an email, I always call him FB.
It's supposed to be a capital B. The graphic on the window is not
wrong. Yeah. I separate
Does
the
two. Does it say Bowie?
No, it's spelled right, but it's not a capital B, so come fix it, please.
You understand? Like, right? Like, the Fat Boys, the rap group. Yeah. Rest in peace, I think, all three now.
Are all three gone?
It was three words. It was the Fat Boys, boys. It wasn't the Fat Boys.
Oh.
And I try to recognize that, but sometimes people, I call him FB. Sometimes you will have some closer connected folks to us. We'll call him Fatty, which to me is going overboard. He's already body shamed himself by calling himself
Fatty's
Fat Boy.
Fatty's kind of cute. But Fatty.
If you don't like it, you can walk off the roof. Fast.
And then some of our...
Take a long walk off a short roof. Yeah.
Some of our...
You're looking good, Fatty.
Your ass is mine, and I'm the lawnmower.
Yeah, Fatty. I knew you were over here because the floors started shaking.
I noticed I dropped a marble, and it swayed over to this one particular side of the room you were standing on.
Yeah.
That's how I found you.
If I cut you, will butter come out, Fatty? Yeah.
If you ever play hide-and-seek with Fat Boy, drop a marble on the ground, and then follow... Where the marble goes.
He's gonna taste
But some of our VIP listeners, the ones that are, you know, really into all the stuff,
choke if marms are big enough.
VIP ones,
marms.
Fat bastard.
They will also just call him boy. Hey, boy.
Boy.
They got a weight limit to work here, Fatty.
Yeah. So my dad would call me boy a lot more than son. Hey son.
Hey son.
Yeah, that wasn't my dad. That was Jimmy's mama. You would say that.
Hey, son.
We'll never know if we hear it again. That.
No, I can hear my mom saying my name.
Hey, son.
It was never son. It was baby or man. When I was a kid, I thought my mom was a ghost. Maggie, get up for school. Because, you know, her slow southern talking. Not slow mentally, but in talking.
Was she nice about waking you up in the
morning? I'm digging holes over here. God bless it.
Was she nice about waking you up?
Oh, yes.
Because my mom wasn't. She'd scream at the bottom of
She learned floor. Early on. You don't have other women that have been in my life. You don't get in my face to wake me up.
Well, your grandma's like, shut it. You better get your ass in school.
No, it's like.
In San Francisco.
I've never.
My mother would scream it.
The one grandma that whose house smelled like farts and Bengay, the one I often reference, that was it. I mean, like, I could wake up and just smell. I'm at grandma's house.
Oh, God.
I never spent the night at her house, ever.
Well, why would you want to? Your clothes would be ruined.
Well, yeah, but she didn't like me. She did.
Hey, grandparents are supposed to like all the grandkids.
Dude, my other cousins, and God bless them, I saw them at my mama's funeral. I love them both. I truly do. But they would get, like, you know, Toys R Us gifts. And I was the one over there with the, what I now find out was a racial Bart Simpson sweatshirt.
Hang on a second.
You mean she got you what? Second?
It was Bart Simpson first? As a black man, which I don't know if that's racist or not, because Bart was yellow. But never, I don't know if it was, but I remember some people seeing it and saying, I don't know, you should be wearing that. And then my mom or dad was like, hey, where'd you get that at? And she's like, Tab's Flea Market. And I'm like, they getting Jeffrey Toys R Us stuff, and I'm getting this.
Well, I'm looking at it now.
Were they older kids, or was it just?
One was, significantly.
Maybe that's fine.
Did you have the blue one where he's like?
No, he's doing the jump man. He's doing the jump, man. It was bootleg as hell. It wasn't like Fox authorized or anything.
Hey, man, I got a black Bart Simpson shirt. You want?
Does that have the Matt Groening trademark on?
I got a Mexican Peter Griffin, man, if you want to throw it on real quick.
Dude, how about Jesse Ventura wearing the old school Malcolm X hat the other night on Main Event? Black leather one with the old X, you know, back from the Denzel Washington movie.
This is the shirt you should have.
Hold on, I'm going to walk over.
It's Bart Simpson.
We're going to get to your calls, please hold. The fat boy's on a tangent.
It's Bart Simpson as old Dirty Bastard. He's got the Wu-Tang.
See, no, see it right there. Air Simpson. That's it.
He's his underwear. Oh, this is the one.
That one is, like, looking at it now is bad.
It even says bootleg teeth.
Like, I must have been hanging around some woke people in the 90s because someone in my friend circle addressed me and said, you know what, Matthew, I don't know that shirt's good to use. I'm like, he's a cartoon character.
He is real racist.
He wasn't even really white.
I can't believe you wore it.
But there again, the default on texting and stuff is to make everyone yellow. I think businesses do that now because they don't want to identify any particular way. They're like, all right, fine, everyone's yellow now. We're not going to do... And I see some white people doing various shades of darkness on there. I'm like, come on, you white. Oh, I tan. Oh, please. You can't change your emoji because of your skin color in the summertime. Yours should be orange.
Would you have known if you, like, you know, ahead of time, if you'd have got the shirt and been like, I don't think I could wear it? Because this Bart Simpson shirt, he's black, and the country or the continent of Africa is behind him, and it says, it's cool being black.
Wow.
That's the one you should have worn.
Wow. No. No. There was another one with Homer that said dough, but it was spelled like, you know, money dough. Or, like, get that money dough, or it said something like that.
Well, you got bootleg Simpson.
It was totally bootleg. And I'm sitting there watching them, like, unwrap stuff, which I'm saying it in fun. Like, I she was a sweet lady. I was at the beach when she died. I hate that. They told me, they said, don't leave. It's not looking good. And I was like, ah. Oh,
I had a baby.
We're just going down here for the weekend. We get down there. Matthew, your mama's gone.
Oh, no. That's how you found out?
Yeah. And my friend was really kind of irritated because... I mean, he had to go back, too.
That's going to kind of, like, ruin a beach memory for you, man. It's not good.
Yeah. Well, that's what she did. That, she gave me racist T-shirts. Which, at the time, you know, it's just I knew a lot about Toys R Us. I knew the toys that were sold there. I remember going there thinking, this is a major event going to Toys R Us. This isn't going to, you know, I didn't have Dollar General. I had Sky City.
Well, you can go to Toys R Us and look how much stuff was. I'm like, oh, I can't afford that.
Yeah.
Can't afford that.
I would only go there when like Spider-Man was there doing like free meet and greets. That's probably a thing of the past. You probably got to pay $50 to meet Spider-Man.
Probably had a Spider-Man
with $20 in Times Square.
Boy, now he's everywhere.
Hollywood. Yeah, but those people out there in the things, like when the last time I was in New York, that was like $5, and now it's $20.
It's expensive.
Yeah, but they ain't paying Marvel dick for wearing that damn uniform. I'm cussing a lot. I'll chill, Mark. I'm sorry.
You're getting worked up.
And I want to say I'm sorry also to every person that's on hold now.
Every damn
time. This is tangent.
But was that not fun to talk about?
I mean, look, you're not guaranteed to get on if you call. It's just, you know.
That's a great point. It's like when you call in trying to disconnect your cable.
Was the one that you reached out to? Is he calling?
Yeah, like, you know, you may have some check-ins here or there. You just never know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, we'll here's this. When we come back, I'm going to say hello and goodbye only.
So
that,
hang on.
And then okay. That way we'll feed them through. All right. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning Show. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Hello.
Hello. Again, old racist t-shirt guy over here.
Not true. Former owner of, unknowing at the time of. 1-800-774-0093, anonymous, although not waiting as long, we'll go to the top of the line. Has a situation going on. Anonymous, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry that you had to wait through all that, but Fatboy was showing pictures on Google, and I just had to walk over and look. Reminiscing and such. What situation do you got going on here?
So I honestly don't know how I even feel right now. I think I might be getting set up. It almost feels like one of those situations like what would you do type situation.
I'm John Quinones.
I love that show. All right, go ahead.
Okay, because I just found out my car loan, which had like $5,000 left on it, got paid off completely. And I wasn't the one who paid it off. It was my ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Now, how is that even possible? I mean, it could be a million different things. I can't even guess. Like, what specifically are we talking about here? You understand what I'm saying? Like...
Maybe. What do you mean? Well, I don't know exactly how he paid it off because there was a note on my car that said you don't need to worry about the remainder of the loan anymore.
Oh. Because I just quickly interject, there was a small bill that my mom had taken on toward the end of her life, and I'd found out about it, and I was going to pay it off for her for Christmas. And but I couldn't get the – I couldn't get her account information to do it.
Is it gone, though? Like, gone away, the bill?
Well, she's dead. I don't think. No, she had ended up paying it off. But I was going to try to surprise her and pay it off. And
that's
it wasn't
nice.
This huge, like, Madea money or anything. It was just, you know, I was like, I was going to pay it off. But I would have needed to take her bill and then.
She wouldn't let you.
Yeah, so that's kind of strange. So it's your ex-boyfriend. Like, what kind of.
Like, you didn't mention any time you were together about maybe him paying it
no.
off?
No.
Did he drive it a lot or something?
No. Nothing like that. Like, I didn't ask him for a dime in our relationship ever. It's so...
Just stay in touch, though? Like, have y'all been friendly since the breakup?
Well, not... I mean, we text here and there,
how
but
long ago did you break
like,
up?
About 6 months ago.
Okay. Oh. All right.
It's pretty fresh still.
So you still texting and stuff or?
A little bit. Like we text like every like sometimes he'll check in on me, but it's nothing like we're not friends. We don't keep in touch.
So how do you know he paid it off then?
Because he left a note saying that it was him. And then he followed up like a few days later texting and said, you don't have to worry about your car payment anymore.
Well, that's nice if there's no strings attached to that, but I'd be afraid.
But that's very odd, though.
I'd be afraid he wanted something in return for that.
Did you call your bank or whoever and, like, vet that out and confirm it with them?
Yeah, it's completely paid off. So there's no money that I owe on the car anymore. But what I just can't tell if this is, like, a kind thing that he was trying to do or if it's concerning, like there's going to be a string attached somehow.
Like, is this in his wheelhouse, doing favors for people? Or, like, I mean, that's a big one, but
it's nice.
Like, is he that generous of a guy?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, yes, he generous, and also it always typically came with a catch. And I've noticed that this kind of maybe comes up with his friends also, and it was a part of the reason we broke up.
Who has the title?
Well, she's got it now.
I do.
Paid off.
Well,
there's a catch. Got to be a catch.
Like, what kind? Yeah, that's like, that's. I mean,
I would think.
What's your gut say? Like, I mean, you've already said it though. You said like you think there's strings attached, and I would say there absolutely is. I don't know why, and I'm probably bringing this from a movie or a TV show, but there was something where some guy started paying off people's bills and you know, very random, and they found out the guy was dying. Now, hopefully your ex isn't dying.
Oh, jeez.
But it was like one of those things where they didn't have maybe a will, or I forget what the movie was, but Piscopo was in it, whatever that movie was.
Maybe he just feels guilty and he's trying to make it up to you and move on.
Well, I never feel that guilty. $5,000 worth of guilty or
well,
more.
I mean, that's a lot of money, but I mean, the bullet's left the gun.
Yeah, I guess you got a free car now.
You got a free car.
What's his number?
I mean, that's definitely true. I'm feeling like it could be potentially a power move,
but
or like, why would he just randomly pay off my car? And I haven't actually reached out yet to say thank you or anything.
Oh, God.
Because
okay, well, so
ask him to pay off your house first.
No, don't use him no more. But, like, I mean, if you know for sure, yeah, I mean, you got to, well, you know, I'm a man telling you this. I don't know that that's fair, but, like, I'm a man saying that if an ex called me and said, hey, I just paid off that barn or whatever, my car's paid off, but whatever, even if I'm estranged from them or think there's something attached to it, I'm going to say, thank you. I appreciate the hell out of that. You shouldn't have.
Hang on for me.
You know, kind of thing. Oh, am I talking too much again?
Why is this? We really up against it.
I know. All right.
But that ain't enough time to process all that. A free car, that's what it is. It's got strings attached to it, but
it absolutely does. But it's if you're not in a relationship anymore, it's not a power move. It's maybe one of those moves where he misses you, and that's a strange way of doing it.
He's got money. Ghost him.
It doesn't say much for a woman that, at least in his point of view, I feel that if he's like, this is how I'm going to get her back.
I'm going to control her life.
I'm going to give her $5,000.
Oh, I wish somebody would hate me like that for pay off my mortgage.
Well, I mean, the movie's called Pretty Woman. Go watch it.
Hang on a second.
All right, we're going to take a...
Wait.
What?
Let me make sure I've... I might have miscalculated. Hang on a second.
Well, you know, I will say this, and
yeah, we're good.
I'm not the timekeeper for sure, but I was looking at the clock saying, God.
We got a little bit more. I was thinking we were one behind.
I did too. I thought it was 8-2 and not 8-3.
I'm freaking off.
Well,
so we got a little
don't
bit
do
here.
That here in front of others. You know, I have to go on a list.
I mean, look, I'm going to do it at some point eventually, right?
I freak off in the shower normally. That's when I do it. Not P. Diddy style.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to know.
All right, so we can.
Ghost the guy. Don't ever talk to him again.
Don't.
Why do you have to be that way? Just say thank you, but from here on out, don't do that anymore. Because it makes me uncomfortable.
I would like to request, if she's still listening.
But what's his number? I'm just kidding.
Jesus. I don't blame you.
Yeah, see, you set women back when you make them jokes. Because little girls are listening right now saying, I'm going to drop out of school and I'm going to find a man.
I'm going to marry. That was always the dream. I'm going to marry a doctor.
I'm going to marry rich. And then you see the women who already have money say, don't marry for money. Don't. Marry for funny.
I married for funny.
I ain't found none that feel that way yet.
And if I ever get married again, it's just for shallow reasons.
It's like they tell you to do the job you're happy with. Don't worry about the money, it'll come. But like, yeah,
don't be me.
But you can't tell you.
But you got to get lucky too.
The people, you know, that you owe money to say, look, I'm still trying 100%. It's going to show up.
Look, I love what I do, but I just don't get paid.
My tarot card reading said that if I stay hard at this.
Your tarot?
Yes, my tarot card said this.
Like, that's why I'm here now. You know, you got to have a combination of luck, too. It's got to play into it. And you got to pay dues for a long time.
How would you feel if a woman did that for you? Would you feel
paid off a car? I wouldn't personally like it because I don't like people having that to hold over you if they can. But then again,
dude, that's what a lot of people are texting in now. I'm now.
Well, I know some of the people that I've dated in the past that were really controlling and wanted to know everything that I was doing every minute of the day.
Mark Hendricks, Paige.
I would hate that. Yeah, like, you need to call me. You didn't
check
call me
email.
For the last 5 hours. Well,
God, that sounds just like it. Actually, are you in a relationship with an abusive boss?
Now, this is a solid
question.
How come
you didn't call me back?
It sounds sarcastic, but I don't have the answer to it myself. Why is it in this world there are more sugar daddies than sugar mamas?
I don't know if they are. I mean, I feel like it's a good even mix.
What do you consider like a sugar mama? Someone who's just going to pay all your bills and you can sit home and do nothing?
What is a sugar daddy?
Well,
that's kind of the same thing.
The difference is with the sugar mama, she's actually going to, you know, like...
She's going
to hook up.
Yeah.
You know, the sugar daddy, she's going to string you along, the girl, the younger girl, to get what she wants.
Remember the guy that we let's say we know him. We know him. We had his phone number until we changed it. But the comedian that we knew that married his sugar mama and just totally disappeared from life in general.
Just dropped. He's like, I'm good.
I knew somebody who married somebody who was very wealthy and met her.
Was it Grandmother Wrigley?
It was one of them.
My grandmother.
Your maiden name was Rockefeller. Go ahead.
My grandmother was a mountain girl, and she married into.
What's that supposed to mean? What was she mounting?
She was from Brevard, North Carolina, from the North Carolina mountains, and a beautiful.
Oh, Mom's Mabley was too.
Yeah, she had a white squirrel.
But her father was a banker, owned a general store. They weren't poor, but they weren't a Wrigley by any means.
Did you know?
She was amassed.
So she married into money.
You know the skateboarder Lance Mountain. Do you know who his grandfather was?
Oh, no. Danny Mountain?
Grandfather Mountain.
Oh, yeah. I should know.
Don't pan that. That was clever as crap.
It would be like, with you, I knew it would be like sliding the joke in. You prankster.
I'll give you a couple fingers next time.
But even if I don't know.
Double birds, not like that.
If I had kids, I would be a sugar mama and let someone stay home with my kids.
But that is not what that means.
That is not.
Well,
that's called
a maid.
Well, no, it's not a maid anymore. What do you call it now? Nanny. Or not a nanny. There's another bougie way.
So a sugar daddy, she can't get pregnant. He's just paying the bills.
Well, it depends on what your arrangement is. Like you, Paige, could have it both ways now. You can be a sugar mama and have a sugar daddy.
Okay, back in the antebellum days, like he would be having kids with both women.
I'll take a sugar daddy.
Like, you know, Anna Nicole Smith was probably the original, like, OG sugar baby.
Yeah, I would, you know, I could take care of a man.
Even though she didn't get his money, and then her daughter tried to get the Marshall money, and she didn't get it either.
Give him facials.
Hang on now. You got this.
She's talking in aesthetic, not sexual.
You're in the wrong spot. You got this relationship completely backwards.
What are you talking about? I would take care of him. He's 90 something.
I think what
give him back facials.
No, you know.
Hang on. Jesus, woman.
Elizabeth Taylor. When I was a kid.
She's dating Billy Ray Cyrus.
No, she was dating
that
guy that had like rocks.
The creepy one.
Yeah, he was a construction worker.
She married Lawrence Taylor. I remember.
My grandma bought all the National Enquirers. That's how I kept up with that stuff. And then next thing you know,
fragrance,
she broke up with him. and started hanging out with Michael Jackson and Webster.
Well, like, they were friends. They were always friends.
Got a little weird for a second.
Really
but that's like, what are you trying to be? Andy Warhol, like running around with Webster, Elizabeth Taylor, Brooke Shields.
Those were free Playboys back in the day before Playboy. National Inquirers. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, especially.
Live papers.
Celebrity Sleuth.
Live papers.
Celebrity Sleuth was the good one.
No, if you got a good one with like a tribal, like featured on the tribal people feature, you know you're going to have some boob pictures.
That's National Geographic.
What was I saying?
I thought you said.
That's what I meant. What'd you say?
What, you just then?
No, what was the magazine? You didn't say National Geographic.
Celebrity Sleuth was a magazine.
Live papers.
Live, National Inquirer.
That's what it was.
Yeah. I helped you with your jokes, is what you're saying.
No, it's just, I'm literally like 30 minutes off. I might not come in tomorrow.
Well, that means you'll be taking a dump at 9:40 today.
I might be doing one normal, right now.
9:10.
What's wrong with you?
I might
you?
Look you straight in the face and just drop one.
I mean, you did try to take us to break 5 minutes early.
I know.
Moments prior to that, I was taking us 5 minutes late to break.
It's okay.
What time is it right now?
You think between the two of us, we'd figure out when to do it.
Yeah. Paige, you have a watch on?
No, but I have a time in front of me. It's 8:56 a.m.
Okay.
Time and weather brought to you by Big Jugs.
Paige.
Yeah.
Facials.
I told her off the air. She said something funny. I said, "You're a hoot." My boy said, "Two of them."
Yeah, a couple of hoots.
Hey, hoots, what's going on in the Plex?
Oh, well, we're going to talk about some water-based cooking. What the hell is that? We'll get into that next. And you're like, what?
Water-based cooking?
Yeah.
Are we going to start bowling everything again?
That's what I'm saying.
That's the world's
TikTok
nastiest hot dogs.
You go down.
Don't bowl hot dogs.
No, you got to grill them. They got to be black as night. That's a good
hot
dog.
They got to have a strip. Like, I want grill marks on them things.
They got to be burnt.
And I like when they plump up when you cook them.
They got to be fat.
Nom.
And you got to put two in your mouth at the same time going this way.
Nothing celebrates the 4th of July like eating pigs' lips and buttholes.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.